USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is confirming creation of a massive economic stimulus proposal.
It's going to be big, it's going to be bold, and the level, again, of enthusiasm to get something done, I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin suggests the aim is to flood the struggling economy with money and help hardworking Americans affected by the coronavirus outbreak. Also speaking during the coronavirus press briefing at the White House, Vice President Mike Pence says every American should follow government guidelines.
If every American acts on the president's coronavirus guidelines, we could see a substantial reduction in the spread of the coronavirus.
Stocks responding positively to the news as the Dow gained 1,049 points to finish at 21,237. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The three states holding primary elections today are seeing light voter turnout because of the coronavirus outbreak. Election officials in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois say a number of poll workers did not report, and the number of people showing up to vote is significantly lower than expected. A pair of economic reports have just been released, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at them.
Retail sales fell by 0.5% in February. That's after retail analysts had predicted a 0.2% increase for last month. It ended up being the biggest one-month decline in retail sales since December of 2018. And the latest measure of home builder sentiment by the National Association of Home Builders finds that it's down by 2% this month. Those numbers, though, they say do not reflect the coronavirus or the stock market plunge, as they say half of the responses in the survey came in before the 1st of March.
Thank you, Chris. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As parents continue to deal with the coronavirus, as many schools across the country are out for at least the next 2 weeks, in some cases even more, how much should you be telling your children? Dr. Deborah Gilboa joins Fox News and says if you don't know how to answer a question, you should.
We give them the truth, but at the developmental level that they're ready. So short answers, don't tell them things you don't know or pretend or make things up, because they need first and foremost, when they're afraid, to know they can trust you to give them honest answers.
And as far as young children, the doctor believes they need to know something as well.
Even young kids have heard things, and even more for children than for adults, it's difficult to differentiate between feelings and fears and fact. So when you ask your kids what they've heard or what they know, you'll be able to correct misinformation. You'll also be able to go with them and teach them how to research in evidence-based, fact-based places, how to find out what's real.
In NFL free agent news, NFL great Tom Brady is reportedly close to signing a deal to play with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Fox Sports' Colin Cowherd says Brady will make the announcement on Wednesday. Another source says Brady is talking to the Bucs, and the deal could happen, but is not final. Brady has also been linked to the Los Angeles Chargers and Las Vegas Raiders. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.